relative to the rest of the country, we were declining in population. Maine at one time had 8 congressmen. Can you believe it? 8 congressmen. After the Civil War, we'd lose one and then another and another. I can remember when we had 3, now we're down to 2, and it's not going to be long before we're down to 1.
Imagine a map of the United States lopping off most of Maine and Florida. That you'd have Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Washington, California, Georgia. It's a kind of a rough but neat box. Maine and Florida are the oddities. Maine juts far north. It could easily have been a Canadian province had the War of 1812 or the American Revolution gone. And Florida, just exactly where does Florida belong? On the one hand, it's the southernmost state. On the other hand, it's the northernmost province of the Caribbean.
Maine was actually first settled in the 1620s. It was a province of Maine. It was independent. It was owned by an Englishman named Sir Ferdinando Gorges. and we have that fort that you see out there, interesting enough, was named in about 1859 after an Englishman who owned Maine at one time. But he was on the wrong side in the English Civil War and lost it. And Massachusetts gobbled up Maine. But after the Revolution was won, Maine boomed because we're part of Massachusetts, very small population. Massachusetts is still agricultural. It's growing. Everybody wants land. And so we had a flood of people, the largest migration east probably in American history, moving from Massachusetts to Maine, buying land. They had a Homestead Act where if you improved your land, you could get it for free. They even had a lottery where you could win land by buying a lottery ticket. We think the lottery.
For the most part, these were wealthy Americans. Florida was too distant, too hot, too inaccessible. It was a very young state. You had very few senior citizens there. It was a hard state because of the environment. And what they would call the tyranny of distances. Florida is also the youngest and the oldest state at the same time. I mean, this is a state that has really received only national coverage probably since the 1950s. Although it's everyone knows St. Augustine is the oldest consecutively inhabited city since 1565. But there were only a few thousand people in Florida until the 19th century. The story goes Ralph Waldo Emerson was visiting a Portland newspaper office, and a young scribe broke in the office and says, "My God," he said, "the news just broke that the telegraph cable has been laid." He said, "Now Maine can talk to Florida." And Emerson says, "Yes, but has Maine anything to say to Florida?"